is part of size. So for this webinar today, we have a couple of goals. The first is to introduce the CC program, its goals and objectives. The second is to actually detail the solicitation and some of the changes that have been made. Third is to help potential proposers ensure the quality of their proposals and make sure that the proposals are aligned with the program and its goals. And then finally, answer any questions from potential proposers. I'd like to mention that you're free to ask any questions in the Q&A box during this Zoom, and at the end, we will try to answer these questions as well. Some of the questions my colleague Kevin may answer asynchronously in the Q&A. So let's get started and talk about the CC program and its objectives. Before we do that, there's a bit of orientation. Let's talk about OAC. So OAC is the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, and we support and coordinate the development, acquisition, and provisioning of state-of-the-art cyber infrastructure resources, tools, and services essential to the advancement and transformation of science and engineering. So when we talk about cyber infrastructure, we're talking about the computation, the data, the software, and networking that helps facilitate scientific discovery and innovation. So for example, within OAC, we help enable a wide and diverse range of science. On this slide, you see a couple of pictures of some of the projects that we've helped engage with, everything ranging from quantum computing to super colliders to material science to Arctic exploration. And within these different science domains exist significant challenges. There are often large instruments that may produce very big data that requires big compute for highly collaborative scientists that are in different specializations across widely distributed infrastructure, infrastructure that must be available, that must ensure workflow integrity, and must still be easy to use while adhering to potential regulatory or policy requirements. And so one of the things that we note is that there are security issues that permeate across all of these challenges. And this is exactly what CC is trying to target, how we can better secure this cyber infrastructure and facilitate scientists. So within OAC, we take a holistic view of how we can secure the research cyber infrastructure. Everything from ensuring the integrity of the data, as well as the provenance of the data, as well as potentially the privacy and confidentiality concerns, as well as things like authentication and availability, and of course, still thinking about usability. So from all of these different aspects of security, we think about how we can ensure and have these goals of having reproducible and trusted science, how we can enable and facilitate collaborative science, and last, how we can ensure that the science infrastructure is production ready. And again, this is exactly what the Cybersecurity Innovation for Cyber Infrastructure, or CC program, seeks to promote. So we're looking to support applied research to secure science data, science workflows, and science cyber infrastructure. And here you'll note that we've emphasized applied research. So here we're trying to emphasize the fact that we would like to focus more on the applied nature of the work rather than trying to support fundamental research in cybersecurity. We're interested in the development, the deployment, and ways to integrate solutions that benefit the broader scientific community. We're interested in how to operationalize some of these emerging cybersecurity techniques into the science cyber infrastructure domain, as well as develop new cybersecurity approaches that may be specific to science CI domains and requirements. So next, with that overview, I'd like to step into some more detail about the solicitation and some of the changes that you may note. So the NSF 21512 CC solicitation, which is publicly available, has experienced some changes since the last CC solicitation, which was in 2019. So after a one-year hiatus, we've taken a step back and done a programmatic rethink, and a rethink in consideration mostly of some of the successes of the program, as well as the ways in which the cyber infrastructure has evolved and the needs of the cyber infrastructure ecosystem and the users have changed, the users here being the scientists. Within this solicitation, we've introduced three new exciting program areas: UCSS, RSSD, and SIVD. On the next slide, I'll describe these in some more detail. Within the program, we will be making small awards up to $500,000 to enable PIs to explore these different areas, and these awards will be for up to 3 years in duration. The due date for CC proposals is January 8th, 2021, and we anticipate supporting between 10 and 15 awards. So before I step into the three new program areas, I'd like to give you a bit of background on some of the themes that we liked to try to emphasize when developing these three new program areas. And so again, I've said this a couple of times, but I'd like to again emphasize the fact that we're very interested in applied security research that has some tie to science. Applied security research that can benefit science, benefit the domain scientists, as well as benefit the scientific cyber infrastructure itself. Second, we recognize and leverage some of the inherent differences that do exist in the science cyber infrastructure ecosystem, whether those differences are in the data, the software, the workflows, or the workloads themselves. Third, we'd like to more explicitly consider the usability, the adoption, and ways to actually empower the domain scientists with security. Fourth, we're interested in ways to discover and also potentially mitigate weaknesses and vulnerabilities in science CI. And last, interested in gathering quantitative metrics wherever possible. So on this slide, we have a summary of the three new program areas. The first program area is what we call usable and collaborative security for science. Here, we're interested in applied research that can help facilitate scientific collaboration and help adopt security into scientific workflows. In this area, we're interested in ways to overcome some of the security and usability obstacles to data and resource sharing. The second program area is the reference scientific security datasets. Here, we're giving an explicit nod to some of the work to develop and the importance of developing canonical datasets that can actually help improve the science of security itself and the science of security as applied specifically to the scientific cyber infrastructure domain. So in this particular program area, we're interested in capturing science-specific workflows and workload behavior, as well as gathering and curating canonical science workload datasets that can help facilitate techniques to secure science cyber infrastructure. In the third program area, we've dubbed this scientific infrastructure vulnerability discovery. Here, we're seeking research that recognizes the unique ecosystem of scientific cyber infrastructure to proactively discover vulnerabilities and weaknesses. Of course, in this area, we encourage PIs to be cognizant of potential ethical and operational concerns, as well as think about leveraging existing testbeds and frameworks for performing vulnerability discovery. So I've given the summary of the three new program areas. In the solicitation itself, is a significant amount of more detail about each of these, and we encourage you to read the solicitation for those details. So what is in a successful CC proposal? So some rules of thumb here. Again, there's some science driver. There's some link to the science applications, and the science users. A successful proposal will typically describe the scientific infrastructure or environment that will benefit as a result of the work. It will talk about some of the unique properties of the scientific domain or cyber infrastructure that influence the desired security functionality, design, or mechanisms in the proposal. Further, the threat model will be described that's particular to the science domain. And last, a plan for gathering quantitative metrics that help assess the security benefits of the work. It's also important to note what CC is not. So CC is not generally appropriate as a mechanism for non-security infrastructure efforts. And furthermore, it's not intended to support pure infrastructure operation. It's also not intended to support fundamental or theoretical cybersecurity or privacy research. Work in this space may be better served by CISA's SATSI program or the Secure and Trustworthy Cyberspace. In terms of proposal preparation, we encourage you to look at the PAPG NSF 20-1, which is the Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide. The proposals should be titled to indicate the fact that they're targeted to CC and which of the three program areas. So here you would write CC colon the acronym of the program area followed by the title. So for example, you might have CC colon RSSD colon an amazing proposal. In terms of eligibility, proposals may only be submitted by universities and colleges, as well as nonprofit, non-academic organizations. We're limiting the number of proposals per PI, co-PI, or senior personnel member to 2. And we again encourage you to read the solicitation for additional details on eligibility. Okay, next we'd like to get into how proposals can be aligned with the program, as well as some of the CC-specific review criteria that will be in place. So as many of you know, NSF has a set of standard review criteria. Reviewers and the review panel, as well as the reviews themselves, the panel discussions, and the panel summaries, will be asked to consider issues of intellectual merit and broader impact. Again, these are the standard NSF review criteria. However, in addition, there's a set of CC-specific review criteria that we'd like to discuss next. The CC-specific review criteria are really divided into three areas. The first is the project motivation and impact. The third is cyber infrastructure plans. The second is cyber infrastructure plans. And the third is measurable outcomes. So let's discuss each of these in detail. So here, the first set of CC-specific criteria are project motivation and impact. And this text is taken verbatim from the solicitation, and it is, I think, worthwhile to repeat it just so that it's emphasized and everyone understands the criteria under which these proposals will be evaluated. The first is science-driven. To what extent is the proposed project science-driven? How will the project outcomes fill well-recognized science and engineering needs of the research community? What will be the broader impacts of the project, such as its benefits to science and engineering communities beyond its initial targets, underrepresented communities, and education and workforce development? The project description should provide a compelling discussion of the potential to benefit its intended as well as broader communities. Next is innovation. To what extent is the proposed project innovative? What innovative and transformational capabilities will the project bring to its target communities? And how will the project integrate innovation and discovery into the project activities? The second set of CC-specific review criteria involves cyber infrastructure plans. So for instance, with project plans and system and process architecture, how well detailed are the project plans and the logical and physical architectures? Does the project plan include user interactions and provide a timeline, including a proof of concept demonstration or prototyping of the proposed system or framework? Next is building on existing recognized capabilities. To what extent does the proposed project build on existing recognized capabilities? How will the project activities build on and leverage existing NSF national and open source cyber infrastructure and cybersecurity investments as appropriate? And third, is there close collaboration among stakeholders? To what extent does the proposed project involve close collaboration among stakeholders? How will the project activities engage cyber infrastructure experts, specialists, and scientists working in concert with the relevant domain scientists who are users of the cyber infrastructure? And then the last area of CC-specific criteria is sustained and sustainable impacts, which has been an emphasis area of OAC for some time now. How will the project's outcomes and its activities have long-term impacts? And how will these be sustained beyond the lifetime of the award as appropriate? Are there sustainability approaches following well-established models? So again, these are CC-specific criteria that we will ask both the reviewers and the proposers to be responsive to. In terms of the schedule, the deadline for CC is January 8th, 2021. And for schedule, NSF targets a 6-month dwell time with awards to be made after then. Okay, so next we would like to take questions from anyone on the webinar this afternoon and see if we can't answer any concerns you may have. So thanks. Again, we'll take some questions now from the Zoom, and at any time you can feel free to email either myself or Kevin Thompson at these email addresses. Okay, so let's see here. So the first question is, hi, will the slides be made available? And as Kevin said, yes, they will be made available. We will absolutely post them. It will take us a couple of days, but we'll get that posted along with the solicitation on the websites. The next question is, thank you. This is an interesting solicitation. There are several aspects to consider in terms of solutions. Are we limited to fresh off-the-bench technologies, or is it safe to assume that applied research extends to several open source efforts that target the enterprise computing environments but require significant re-engineering to implement them in research CI environments? So this is a great question. And yes, one of the things that we are absolutely interested in are both pieces of work that take existing technologies and adopt them into the CI domain. We're also interested in work that is specific and targets research that's specific to the CI domain. But yes, this notion of extending open source efforts into the CI domain is absolutely in scope. Okay, let's see. So the next question. Okay, I think we can probably take that one offline. Okay, so there's a question about FFRDCs allowed to participate as a sub-awardee. So this is a great question. We generally, because of the size of the awards, we generally do recommend this path for FFRDCs to participate as a sub-awardee. And yes, that is allowed. Okay, let's see. Oh, a whole bunch of questions are pouring in. I will try to get to them. Okay, does usable security research encapsulate the use and enhancement of privacy-enhancing technologies? For instance, searchable encryption for research infrastructures. I think we define usable security research here broadly. And we're interested in many different types of usability solutions. So privacy enhancing technologies where they do have some benefit and tie to science would absolutely be in scope and of interest to the program. Okay, next question. What types of existing collaboration do you expect to see between the science domain and the applied cybersecurity in a successful proposal? So this is an excellent question. Again, this is one of the ways in which the proposals are evaluated. And so what we really like to see here is some sort of collaboration where there's an explicit tie to the science domain. So this might mean actually working to prototype some of the solutions, to evaluate some of the solutions, or to evaluate some of the solutions for a particular science domain and demonstrate that it's actually benefiting it. So the more that you can do to tie it to the science, the better received, probably, I would anticipate the proposal being. Okay, the next question. Should we consider this as a high risk, high payoff type of project? Again, that's an excellent excellent question. I think that what I would emphasize here on this one, you know, NSF is largely interested in research proposals, and NSF is definitely interested in work that you know is innovative and exploratory. That being said, I would also emphasize sort of the applied nature of some of this work. I think that there is ample opportunity to increase the cyber infrastructure, cyber security posture of the infrastructure today. And so, you know, yes, we're interested in things that are high risk, high payoff, but we're also interested in things that have you know, direct impact to the cyber infrastructure. Okay. All right, so the next question is, what does the threat model indicate in the proposal? So here, what we're trying to emphasize is that many different types of science and many different types of supporting cyber infrastructure will have different risks and different cybersecurity concerns. So for example, whatever solution that's being deployed should have a clear sort of impedance match with the actual threat to the organization that is either a user of that infrastructure, a provider of that data, or somehow dependent on all of the cyber infrastructure. And so the actual threat model needs to detail ways in which we might anticipate the attackers going after the scientific cyber infrastructure. Okay, the next question. I understand that proposals should emphasize one program area, correct? To what degree may it cover other areas too? So yes, that is correct. The proposal should focus on one program area. I think what we would say is that it's, of course, we welcome proposals that may hit multiple of these areas, but we'd like the proposal to target one program area. Overlap is absolutely fine. Okay. So this is a question about the CMMC, the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Program, to ensure compliance with regulatory controls. The technical and financial barriers for small and medium-sized institutions will be huge and potentially limits their ability to participate in future solicitations due to an inability to meet the certification. Would a proposal to develop a customizable tool to streamline and automate the CMMC process be acceptable and desirable? So for a question like this, I think it's important to emphasize that such a thing, of course, would be in scope and would be evaluated by the panel and the program directors to see how responsive it is to the needs of the community. But as a short answer, yes, this is a obviously meeting regulatory requirements is something that is a challenge. Okay, next question. And I should emphasize, if I'm not answering the question in the way that you had hoped, please say so in the Q&A, since I can't interact with folks directly. Can the budget be used to explore additional science collaborators beyond the proposed one? I will just give I'm not entirely sure what you have in mind, but I would say that for any of these types of budgeting questions, it would have to be justified in the budget justification, and the proposal would be evaluated on whether that justification was sound, again, relative to the goals of the program and the CC review criteria. Okay, so the next question is, do you consider the security of emerging autonomous systems, for instance, self-driving cars and or robots? So this is a great question. I think if there is a tie to science, right? If there is a scientific cyber infrastructure that supports things like the science of self-driving cars or the science of robots, this would be in scope. I would mention also that there are other programs within NSF that explicitly target research on the security of self-driving cars and the security of robots, which would be less of what CC is actually targeting. Okay, next question, and thank you for all of the questions. Is research on awareness, training, and education appropriate for this program? For this one, I think the answer here is that is two parts. One is that OAC as a division is very keen on training, education, and workforce development, and in the ways that this is important to the broader cyber infrastructure system and securing it. CC is not specifically targeted towards education. That said, this could be a broader impact. And that said, there are other programs within OAC and NSF that are specifically targeting educational aspects. So for details on that, or if you need more details on the mix there, please reach out by email to either Kevin or I, and we're happy to give some additional pointers. Okay, next question. Usability might explicitly take human factors into account. What kinds of human factors do you expect? Here again, we have largely tried to underspecify usability on purpose. And we're interested to see what the community would like to propose here. But of course, human factors are of interest here. And one of the things that CC is explicitly trying to recognize is the fact that adding additional security can often be perceived as an impediment to the domain scientists that are just trying to get their work done. And so ways that usability can help address this, that can help ease security for the domain scientists, and furthermore, better demonstrate that security is an actual benefit to the research, of course, are welcome and would be in scope. Okay, so some other questions that have percolated in the chat. Okay, the question is designing a secure by design edge computing testbed that supports domain scientists from areas such as smart healthcare, data science, and smart disaster response within the scope of CC? For a question like this, we don't like to explicitly say, what's a good proposal or what's a bad proposal. I think anything that makes an explicit link to the scientists, so this question actually asks about a particular area of domain within science, and I think anything that has that kind of a link is within the scope of CC if it has a security benefit to the scientists and the scientific cyber infrastructure. What is your thoughts on incorporating commercial products? Should a solution be open source only? This is something that we are interested in. It's part of the evaluation criteria. We often encourage work to be open sourced, but it's not a requirement. I think the solicitation has some additional details on this, But the point here is to sort of motivate the approach, why it would help benefit the domain scientists. And if a commercial product is part of that solution, then that is something the panel will consider. Okay, have I missed any questions? I am not seeing any. So again, thank you very much for everyone's time. These slides will be posted. Please look for them on one of NSF's websites, in particular, the CC program page. If you have any additional questions, I know it's hard to do this in a webinar format. We're happy to engage with you more on a more personal and specific level. Please reach out to us and send an email with any questions. With that said, thank you so much for your attendance, and we very much look forward to seeing your proposals in this program. Okay, thanks everyone.
I'll go ahead and end the recording.